This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on the Acorning of Planned Parenthood. The one thing that I've always told organizers, as I imagine we all have, is that any tactic too often repeated loses its power. Somehow the Republicans, including in Congress and on the presidential trail, don't seem to have gotten this message and are trying once again to video scam a respected nonprofit institution, Planned Parenthood. A lawyer for the organization sent a letter to a congressional committee already acting in lockstep looking at two heavily edited videos stirring the red meat on Republican grill. He documented 65 recordings without their knowledge and 10 attacks, as they called them, over 8 years that they have attributed to David Daleiden through a fake company called Biomax Procurement Services and a so-called campaign of corporate sabotage. Let's hope the facts matter, because that was not the history with Acorn. It's not just me seeing the connection either. Here's the award-winning Heather Digby Parton on Salon.com. Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King, for example, is one of the first lawmakers to urge the defunding of low-income housing group Acorn, which is belly up following similar undercover videos suggesting criminal activity. To this day, he keeps a teeny acorn in his pocket to remember his crusade. Now he's got his eyes on another organization. "This represents Acorn's scalp," King said off the House floor, pulling the acorn out of his pocket. "Ask me after the appropriation cycle and see if I have a talisman in my pocket for Planned Parenthood." One would think the Democrats would never go along with the defunding of Planned Parenthood, since the ramifications for millions of low-income women would be so dire. But the Acorn precedent is instructive. When those doctored videos were released, the Democrats had a majority in Congress, and the first African-American president had just been elected. And Acorn was not just another community organizing institution, it was essential to voter outreach among an important Democratic Party constituency. Yet the Democrats in Congress simply crumbled like a cookie made with way too much white flour. The Republicans recognized that their language and their attitudes on women's issues were destructive in the last couple of election cycles and suggested that politicians and pundits take a less insulting approach on the campaign trail. But the base is not happy with that, and they seem to have shifted their strategy now that their guerrilla hoaxers have provided them with some video that they can use to put women's organizations on the defensive and set up another Acorn spectacle to defund another liberal-backed institution. They are going to try to turn Planned Parenthood into the Democratic Party's Todd Atkin. The only question is whether the Democrats will have the fortitude to resist. Jeez, talk about a hope and prayer strategy. Luckily, Cecile Richards and her gang at Planned Parenthood have proven that they can take these shots and fire back and have the friends and money to do so. There are big stakes here, bigger than most of us might realize, at least according to BlueNationReview.com. Republicans remember what they did to Acorn. If they could do the same to Planned Parenthood, it would be a bigger victory for them than winning the White House. And it would be devastating to women all over the country. This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.